Today's daf is Tmura daf Yud Gimel. We will pick up again. I apologize for missing yesterday. We'll pick up from daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the bottom of the page, four lines from the bottom. Ve'in Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. The Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph had a whole bunch of statements, lehalacha, most of them having nothing to do with Tmura, but about how one thing cannot lead to the other. Ein Amaduma Medamea Elfi Cheshbon, Ein Amachumetz Mechamitz, Ein Amayim Shubalzaz Mikva Elfi Cheshbon. Things that relate to Lefi Cheshbon and things that are second level issues, and the whole daf was essentially showing who each line in the Mishnah is going like, or actually more accurately, who each line in the Mishnah is not going like. This line is delokis so and so, that line is delokis so and so. So we are left off, right? We are going to pick up in Beis HaPras, also Beis HaPras. The Mishnah had said that if you have a Beis HaPras, it doesn't make the area around it a Beis HaPras as well if you plow further. The Rashi explained, if you have a Beis HaPras, there are two types of Beis HaPras. One Beis HaPras is a Sada Shenevad Bokever, another is a Sada Shenechrash Bokever. If you have a field that a kever was lost in that field, meaning you know it's there somewhere, you just don't know where in the field the kever is, so the entire field is a din of a Beis HaPras, is Tamei Midrabanan. The other type of Beis HaPras is Sada Shenechrash Bokever. You knew where the kever was, but the field has since been plowed, and as a result, fragments of that dead body are now strewn about the entire field. So Rashi says on the Mishnah that what we're talking about over here is a Sada Shenechrash Bokever, and if you go and you plow that Beis HaPras and the area, the fields around it, we don't assume that just like when you plow the field originally that had the Kever, the body was dispersed around the entire field, we don't assume that the same is going to happen as you continue to plow that field and all the areas around it, that the body will continue to be dispersed in the fields around it as well. We limit the din derabanan of Beis HaPras, the tumah midrabanan of Beis HaPras, to that field itself and not to the fields around it. So says the Gemara, Masnisin delo k'Rabbi Eliezer. This is against the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Ditan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beis HaPras, also Beis HaPras. Rabbi Eliezer will say that a Beis HaPras does make another Beis HaPras, that all the four fields around the Beis HaPras, if you plow around that area, are all going to have a din of Beis HaPras, and the offer of all of those fields is going to be a Beis HaPras. So frak the Gemara v'Rabbanan ad kama, meaning granted the Rabbanan will say that the entire fields around it will not be a Beis HaPras, but how far around it will actually be tamei, meaning it must go somewhere. You have to assume that the tumah might extend somewhere, so how far will it extend? Three fields in total and two plowshares, two lengths of plowshares. So what does that mean? The kamam lomana, how much is lomana? Mea amas, 100 amas. So what's that about? Says Rashi, Osa sada shayba kever, v'sada l'kan, v'sada l'kan. The three fields that we're talking about are the field that had the kever, and one field on either side of it. So not four fields around it, two fields around it. Im derech b'nei abika lachros sadeh mizrach umarav also beis hapras also shem mizrach vos shemarav v'im tzavim v'dorim chorshin beis hapras also shel tzavim v'also shel dorim shasham galgala machrisha as gilgala machrisha safar beis hapras v'atzamos. It's a very simple assumption that it depends on the direction with which these people plow their fields. If they plow their fields in an east-west direction, so then it makes sense that the field to the east and the field to the west of the Beis HaPras are also going to be tame with that Tumah D'Rabbanan of Beis HaPras, but not the field to the north and the field to the south, because why would it extend all the way over there? They're not even plowing in that direction. If they plow in a north-south direction, so then the Beis HaPras is going to be the field to the north and the field to the south, in addition to the original Beis HaPras, but not the field to the east and the field to the west. Now, how much of the field to the direction that they don't plow might also be tami? Bitame shtei ma'anos. The length of shtei ma'anos, that we assume that even when you're plowing north-south, let's say, a little bit may extend east-west. So that distance, east-west, is also going to be considered to be tami, but not the entire field. The entire field is only the original Beis HaPras and the two fields in the direction that that they plow. That's how much the Chachamim are going to say. Kiditanya Achorish is a kever, also base a pras milamana, mea amma. If someone plows the kever, it makes a base a pras, mea amma milamana. So that's how we learn the milamana mea amma. That's how we learn the definition of milamana being exactly 100 amos. So again, Rashi over here says base a pras is the entire field that you lost the kever in, plus shte manos shalutzad sadazu, right? Plus the two manos next to the field. The Rashi Mesech Salos quotes Rashi and he says, wait a second, but if that's all Rashi, if that's all it's the Gemara is teaching me over here, what is Rav Dimi coming to be Mechadesh? It's Pasha that according to the Chacham, the entire field is a Beis HaPras. We don't know where the Kever is. And once you plow the field and the area around it, so it's also Pasha that the two manos next to the field become a Beis HaPras. That is all explicit in the Mishnayos in Ahalos. Rav Dimi, the Amora, wouldn't be teaching me anything beyond what it already says in Ahalos. So the Rash in Meseches Ahalos, in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis, writes that we could assume that the Mishnah over there is speaking about a case where you knew where the Makom HaKever was, and you plowed that part where the kever was, it makes a Beis HaPras, a manal tzadzeh of the kever itself. Rav Dimi is coming to be Mechadesh, that even if you already had a pre-existing Beis HaPras, meaning it wasn't that you knew where the kever was, and then you plowed around that kever, and you try and figure out how far in either direction to go. No, you already had a whole field that already had a din of a Beis HaPras. You didn't know the Makom HaKever, so you treat the entire field as if the entire surrounding area of the field, as if the kever was at the very edge of the field. You know this kever is somewhere in the field. You don't know if it's at any given edge, or maybe in the middle of the field. Well, if you don't know, then you treat treat all the area around the field as if the kever were at the very extreme edge, closest to the surrounding area. So that's the chiddush of Rav Dimi. Okay, says the Gemara further. Again, next line in the Mishnah: Ve'in truma achar truma. The Mishnah said that once a person is mafresh truma, you can't be mafresh truma a second time. It's going to be ineffective to be mafresh truma again. Says Gemara Masnisim Mani Rabbi Akiva. We must be assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Because we have Mishnah as follows. Hashutvin shetarmu zeh achar zeh. If let's say you have two shutvin in a field and or in produce, and one of them takes truma and then the other one takes truma, Rabbi Eliezer omer truma shneim truma. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's fine. The truma that each of them take does have a status of truma. It's perfectly fine because each of them, as Rashi explains, sharei l'shem chelek bo. Each of them have a chelek in the produce, so each one is taking truma from their own chelek, and that's perfectly fine. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain truma shneim truma. Rabbi Akiva says no. The truma of both of them is not truma. What does it mean? The truma of both of them is not truma. Says Rashi, v'afilu shel rishon. Even the truma that the first guy takes isn't truma. The kivan the chazar hasheni v'taram, because when the second guy goes and takes truma viter galia daite delonich lebetrumas rishon, he's showing you that he wasn't pleased with the first guy being mafresh truma, that he never had authorized the first guy to be mafresh truma. Vavle rishon torim shlomidas v'chein sheni. So each of them are being torim shlomidas bailim, because neither of them is the only bailim; they are both bailim together on everything, and therefore neither of them can be Torim without the Rishos of the other guy. So the fact that each one is doing it shows you that neither of them approves of the Truma being taken by the other party. If you look at if you look at Tosos, Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Truma Shneim Truma, Pirush Rashi V'Afilu Shal Rishon Tekivin Dechazer Hashen V'Tarim Galidati Lo Nichle B'Truma Shal Rishon V'Avli Torim Shlomidas. He quotes Rashi, V'Chein Sheni Lashon Rashi, and the second guy's Truma is also not going to be Truma because the first guy doesn't approve. Velo nihira, says Tosas, I don't agree. De ein ze kemo velo tumura achar tumura. Das marishon tumura vasheni eno tumura. Meaning, in that same breath, when the Mishnah says ein truma achar truma, the Mishnah also says ein tumura achar tumura. What does ein tumura achar tumura mean? I have an animal of kachim. I make a tumura from animal A, which was kachim, to animal B. So I can't take animal B and make a tumura into animal C. Right? But animal B is kadosh. It does work on animal B. It's not that when I try to turn it from animal B onto animal C, that animal B loses its kedusha. So it does. So it's not going to be similar. Tain tumura achar tumura. If you're going to say ain truma achar truma means that neither of them are truma, that it was never truma in the first place, well, ain tumura achar tumura should mean that there was no tumura at all over here. But that's not true. L'kach nir l'farish k'mo kein hacha. Darishon Truma Velo Asheni. So it says Tosos, I think Pshat over here is when we say Ein Truma Achar Truma, that the first one is Truma, the second one is not Truma. The first guy is Mafresh Truma, that has a din of Truma. Second guy, it doesn't have a din of Truma. Vikasha de Paragimel, the Mesech Truma Stran, Shutvin Shetarmu, Rabbi Kivam Truma Shneim Truma, Vichamorm Tarma Rishon Kshir Vichulei. But doesn't Rabbi Akiva himself hold in Mesechus Trumos that when two Shutvin both take Truma, both of them are valid, which is both against Rashi and Tosfos' Pshat? Because over here, Rabbi Akiva says that Ein Truma Shneim Truma, the Truma both of them is not Truma, so Rashi says it means that neither of them is Truma. Tosfos said it means only the first one's Truma, not the second one, but in the Mishnah in Trumas it says Shneihem Truma, that they're both Truma. Vimkein Kasha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, so it's Stira in Rabbi Akiva. So regardless of which way you hold, Rashi or Tosfos, it's Stam Stira in Rabbi Akiva. So Venira Luri, the Bishmait in Mayri Kisha Nasan Rushua Zelaza Litrom Umisham Hachi Truma Sarishon Truma. Tosa says, but if you say like me, there's a simple answer. If you say like me, that over here we hold that the first guy's Truma is Truma, the second guy's Truma is not Truma, so then it makes a lot of sense. Because we might be talking about a case over here, not like Rashi said, that each guy is being Torim Shalomidas, the other one, that no one is authorized to take the Truma. No, we're talking in a case over here where they do authorize each other to take the Truma. Why is it? So that explains very well why the first guy's Truma is Truma. Why is the second guy's Truma not Truma? Because once Truma's already taken, you can't take Truma again. It's too late. Truma's already been taken. So Rabbi Kiva Shari Midas Chaver Taram, Vasheni and Uklum, the Nasan Chaver Rishos Litrom. And the second guy, once he gave the first guy Rishos to be Torim, can't go and be Torim again. Ukvar Taram, it already has Truma taken from it. Rabbi Lazar suffered the Truma Shneim Truma, the Gali Adaiti, the Kolchad, Nichol, the Truma's Chavero. And Rabbi Lazar would think that both of them is a valid Truma because each one authorized the other party to take Truma. So it's as if they're being Megaladas, that each one is only taking half of the Truma, that you're allowed to take as much as you want for Truma. So if each one authorized the other party to take Truma, so then when each one takes their Truma, it's as if they're saying, this is part of the Truma that we're taking. Aval Hasam, but over there, when Rabbi Akiva says that that Truma Shneim Truma Bishalonos Rosh Zelzel the Truma Hilko Kolchad Adait Nafshi Torim Chalko Vichach Truma Shneim Truma Miktsas, that when neither of them authorize the other party, which is the case that Rabbi Akiva is talking about over there, we assume that each one only wants to take Truma from his own Chelek, because they never discussed what they're going to do with each other's Chelek. So if each one wants to take Truma for their own Chelek, so I'm taking Truma on the eastern side, you're taking Truma on the western side, and that's perfectly fine. Neither one overlaps with the other party. That's how Tosos would explain the stira in Rabbi Akiva, but again, that only works if you assume like Shitas HaTosfos, that in our case the Trumas Rishon is Truma. So again, we're saying that our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Akiva here when we say Ein Truma Achar Truma, because Rabbi Eliezer holds when two Shutvin take Truma, both of them are valid Truma. Rabbi Akiva holds they're not both valid Truma. The Chum Momrim, the Chum say a third Shita, Im Taram Arishon Kashir Ein Truma Sasheni Truma. If the first guy takes Truma Kashir, takes the proper share of Truma, then the second guy's Truma is not a valid Truma, because Truma's already been covered properly. Vim Lotarim Kashir Truma Sasheni Truma. But if the first guy doesn't take the proper share of Truma, then the second guy's Truma is going to be a valid Truma, because the first guy did not take care of it properly. Problem with the word Kashir when it comes to Truma is that there is no share of Truma. The share of Truma is Chita Achas Pateres Kol Akri, even the tiniest amounts Pateres Kol Akri, and you can make your entire field chutz me a little bit into Truma also. You could give as little or as much as you want as Truma. So Rashi says on the word Kashir, Echad Michamishim. That it has to be that it was Echad Michamishim, the Shir Beinani, what the recommended mid-level Shir is, which is 1/50th of the field. So if the guy did that, then the second guy's Truma is not going to be valid. But im lav, if he didn't do that, so what does it mean if he didn't do that? He did less than that, he did more than that. So Rashi says, kigon shetarim bayin ra'a, truma sasheni truma. If he gave less than that, he gave 1/60th. Rabbi Akiva ben kach ben kach lo avi truma, masi sinai mistama kamer hikach Rabbi Akiva hi. Rabbi Akiva would disagree with the chacham, doesn't think it's dependent on anything, thinks that in either case, it's not going to be truma, and our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah just stam said, ain't truma achar truma. But this idea, Rashi says Kashir means the Ayin Beinonis, the average amount, the 1/50th, the 2%, is not necessarily agreed upon by all Rishonim. Rabbeinu Gershom writes that anyone who gives Truma with any of the normal Shiurim, Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra'a, Ayin Beinani. Ayin Beinani is 1/50. Ayin Ra'a is 1/60. Ayin Yafa is 1/40. Any of those things, that's all called kashir, because that is all a shear that works for truma. So that would all be considered kashir. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Vayter in the Gemara. Ve'in tamura osa tamura. Now we finally come to the reason that this Mishnah appears in Maseches Tamura, that one tamura cannot make another tamura. One of the hema that's already tamura, that was already nitfas b'kedusha only because it was tamura on another animal, cannot turn another animal into tamura. So my time, amar kra utamura. So, Pasuk says of Tamura so, we darshin velo Tamuras Tamura so, that there could only be one level of Tamura, not two levels of Tamura. Ve'in avlad osa Tamura, avlad cannot make Tamura, avlad kachim doesn't have the kedusha, the ability to make Tamura, damar kra, who, velo avlad, yeah, the original kadosh animal can make Tamura, not the Vlad. Rabbi Yudah amar avlad osa Tamura, Rabbi Yudah says avlad can make Tamura, damar kra, yihyeh. The rabbi says Havlad. Yihyeh teaches me that even a Vlad can make Tamura. V'rabbanon, what are the rabbanon going to do with the words Yihyeh? What riboy are they going to learn? The rabbi Shogeg Kemezit, to teach a case that even if you do Tamura b'Shogeg, it's going to work and it's going to be Nitfas b'Kedusha, just like when you do Tamura b'Mezit. If, let's say, what does it mean Tamura b'Shogeg? You intended to be Meimir the Shachar, a black animal, you're a Meimir, a white animal. So by Kachin, that would be called Hektish Talus and it wouldn't work. But by Tamura, since the Kedusha is already there. It's just extending the Kedusha. So the Hatfasa will work when it comes to Tamura. Okay, new Mishnah. There's no tamura on a bird carbon, nor on a carbon mincha, on a flour and oil of carbon mincha. Shalonemar el behema, pasuk says behema, so behema means behema. Lema'it, ofos, and lema'it, minachos, obviously, are all excluded because the pasuk says behema. Now, the Shoshanim Ladavid, one of the Achronim, writes that even though we did have a Gemara earlier, on Daf Tesam and Aleph, we had a Gemara that darshan from the word behema that your meimer afilu echad al shnayim v'shnayim el echad. So don't we already use the word behema for a drasha? How can we use the word behema further over here? So he just points out the obvious. You're still able to say that the word behema means not menachos va'ofos, because that's just the taicha of the word. That's just the translation of the word. It's behema means an animal. It doesn't mean menachos and ofos. So it's obviously the Torah was not mechadesh the din of tamura by menachos and ofos. It's only by behema that the Torah was mechadesh such a din of tamura. However, Rabbeinu Gershom says, no, it's a different pasuk, a different behema we're using. It's the previous pasuk that we're talking about now. Vim behema asher yakrivim menu karban la'Hashem. Maybe because he doesn't want to make two drashas from the same word. In the Sefer Pirushim v'chidushim, he asks, why are we memayit ofos menachos from behema? We did have another Gemara previously on Daf Yud Aleph of Nebeis, where the Gemara was not sure what the din is of Pashta Kedusha Bekula by an oath. We know that by a behema there may be a din machlokesam of Pashta Kedusha Bekula, that if you're Mekadesh single Aver, the Kedusha extends to the entire animal. What about by an oath? The Gemara wanted to know. And the Gemara explained what the suffix is. Do we say that since the din is learned from the word behema, so an oath is not included? Or do we assume that since the word korban is also said within the parsha, so ofos are included? So why don't we say the same thing by Tamura? By Tamura it also says karban, so we should have the same suffix, meaning it's very easy for the Mishnah to say, oh, by oath there's no such din of Tamura because it says behema. Yeah, but it also says karban by oath. So just like by Pashto Kedusha Bekula, where it had both the word behema and the word karban, we weren't sure whether it should apply to oath. Over here also we shouldn't be sure whether it applies to oath. So the Pirushim Chidushim is mitarets that the Mishnah assumes that we're trying to be memayit oath from Asiyas Tamura because the Torah says behema bivehema. It overemphasizes the word behema. It doesn't overemphasize the word carbon. And the whole tzad to say to be memayit ofos is the word behema. So that's the word that seems to be overemphasized over here. Okay, so fine. So ofos and menachos enos in Tamura because it says behema. Next halacha, hatzibur vashutfin enos in Tamura shenemar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir yachras haTamura vein hatzibur vashutfin enos in Tamura. A tzibur and a shutfin and partners are not able to make Tamura. It has to be an individual. says lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir, all b'lashon yachid. So we see that it can't be multiple people that are making tamura. The Rambam paskins in the very first halacha in Hilchus Tamura, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that even though tzibur and shutfim are not matfis b'tamura, meaning if they try to transfer the animal, the kedusha of animal A onto animal B, animal B does not become kadosh. Nevertheless, it is an isser for them to try, and they get malchus on trying to do it, on trying to make tamura. It's going to be iyavid lo mahani. It's not going to work if they try, but it's still going to be usher to the tune of malchus. They're going to be chayv malchus for doing it. So the Kesef Mishnah says it's meduyik in our Mishnah that way, because the Mishnah says hatzibur v'ashutfin ein osin tamura. Doesn't say tzibur v'ashutfin mutarim lahamir, that they can go and be meimir if they want. It says ein osin tamura. They're not allowed to do it. And it's ineffective. So the truth is, not really the greatest raya in the world, it seems, because mutar and lahamir would make it sound like it is effective. When you say that they have that it's okay for them to make tamura, it makes it sound like that the tamura is going to be chal. Mishnah wants to express that the tamura is not going to be chal. And furthermore, the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shinun Beis, Ozayin asks that the Mishnah also says, Ofos Menachos Einos in Tamura. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, you want to say the same thing, that Ofos Menachos is Einos in Tamura, meaning that it's usher for them to do. If you are Meimir, Ofos Menachos, you're going to get Malkus. It doesn't seem that way that there should be that there exists such a din. Rambam doesn't hold such a din that if you try to be Meimir Ofos Menachos that you're going to get Malkus. So the Lechem Mishnah quotes that the Rambam is really based on a Mefurish Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, based on a Girsa of many Rishonim in that Gemara, of the Girsa of Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom. The Shittim Kvetz is not Gemara, because the Gemara says that the reason you get Malkus on Tamura and it's not considered a Lav Anitik Lasei is because the Lav is Kolel more than the Asei is Kolel. The Tzibur and Shutfim are Musar in the Lav, but they're not Musar in the Asei. So that's where the Ram gets it from, that apparently Tzibur and Shutfim, granted, it doesn't actually become Tamura, but they're still included in the Lav. That's if you have that Girsa of the in the Gemara. Now, the Lechem Mishnah does point out that there's another Gemara that we had previously, and that says that we need to be mar ben nashim, that they're included in the Yisra Tamura, since the Yisra Tamura is not Shava Bekol, because Tzibur and Shutfim are not included in the Yisra. So that implies that Tzibur and Shutfim are not included in the Yisra at all. Not that they just aren't matfis b'tamura, but they're not included in the Yisra at all. So he says you have to say the Rambam had a different girsa than that Gemara. So wherever you turn, you're going to have to play around with the girsas. There's also Beis Halevi has a long discussion on this line in the Mishnah. And the Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Siman Chav Zayin asks another kash on the Rambam. In the Mishnah, it's clear that even the Lav of Tamura is not said by Tzibur and Shutfim, because the Mishnah says that Tzibur and Shutfim are excluded from the Pasuk of Lo Yachlifen of Lo Yamir Oso. That's the Lav. We're saying Lo Yachlifen of Lo Yamir Oso is on a Yachid, it's not on a Tzibur. So, Mehechi Tesi, that a Tzibur and Yachid are included in the Lav of Tamura. You need a Lav in the Torah. And the Lav in the Torah says B'loshon Yachid, not B'loshon Rabim. So it's nice for the Ram to say Lomdus, Tzibur and Shutfim just don't have a power of Tamura, but they still have the Losase. Where? Where's the Losase in the Torah? So the Beis Levi's that the entire miut of the Mishnah from Tzibur and Shutfim that they're unable to make Tamura is speaking about Shnei Shutfim or Tzibur that all try to be Meimer B'yachad. They all together try to make the animal Tamura. So we learn, Lo Yachlifenu, that no, only an individual can affect Tamura. But when one of the Shutfim or a single member of the Tzibur tries to make the Tamura, so then it would certainly be considered that it's being made by a Yachid. So the Pasuk would not be Mimai that situation. So that's where the Lav is included. The Lav is in a single member of a Tzibur, or a single Shutaf in the partnership, trying to make Tamur. But even in that case, their Tamur is not going to be Chal. Because since only one of the Shutfim, or one of the Tzibur, tried to do the Tamura, it turned out he was only Meimer his Chelek. And that's like being Meimer an Eiver Echad of the animal, when the whole animal is Kadosh. And that you can't do either. So it's a very, very, very Mistaver comment of the Beis Halevi, that the whole idea of the miut from Lo Yachlifenu v'lo Yamir Oso is that you can't have multiple people making tamura at the same time. A single person of the group making tamura, the Lo Yachlifenu v'lo Yamir Oso is on a single individual. When you have multiple people doing it, it doesn't even enter the parsha of tamura. When you have a single individual doing it, so if he's a single individual who owns it solely. So good, he has an isser to do it, and it's going to be matfis b'timura. If he's a single individual who happens to be part of a partnership, he has an isser to do it, lo yechlifet of lo yamir also, but it's not going to be matfis b'timura simply because he's only being maimir, part of an animal. He only owns a very small portion of the animal. Okay, says the Mishnah of Vayter. Kachay betekabayis also do not affect tumura. Whenever you have kachay betekabayis, it's not kachay mizbeach, so then you can't make tumura. Kachay betekabayis, Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, and Rashi points out that Rabbi Shimon over here holds kachay betekabayis is called a karban. So that's why he has a problem with saying kachay betekabayis is not also tumura based on the Tanakama, based on the fact that it's a karban. Rabbi Shimon will say kachay betekabayis is called the carbon, we're going to see in the Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon says, right, Meiser b'chal ha'yevalama yatza. So Rabbi Shimon says, Meiser was included in all other kachim, that it should be able to make tamura. So why does the Torah dafka single it out as something that makes tamura? It says, im hamer yamir, by Meiser, so it must be teaching a drasha. It must be telling us that Meiser is in some way a prototype for the dinim of tamura. Ma Meiser carbon yachid, yatza. Karbanos tzibur, that only a carbon yachid can make tumura, not carbon tzibur. Uma meiser carbon mizbeach yatzu karbanos bedekabayis, and just like meiser is carbon mizbeach, that excludes karbanos bedekabayis. So that's how he's going to learn that bedekabayis is excluded from the parsha of tumura. So the Yontif writes that Rabbi Shimon and Chum aren't arguing in any halacha. Their whole machlokas is what's the source of the miut of tzibur and shutfim from and bedekabayis from tamura, but they're arguing what the source is. They're not arguing in any halacha. That's what Tos Yontif writes. However, the Mishnah's Chachamim on the Mishnayis says there might be enough kamina ledina also, because according to the Tanakhama that the miut is from lo yechlifenu. So you see that the Torah is memayit the tzibur and shutfim from the actual lav. So if they're meimir, they don't violate any lav, meaning against the Rambam. The Rambam would say they violate a lav, but again, the Pasha reading of the Mishnah, before you have the Beis HaLevi Sol explanation, the Rambam Pasha reading of the Mishnah, is that a tzibur and shutfim are excluded entirely from the los haseh of making tamura. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who learns that shar kachim from Meiser in regards to tamura, so Meiser behema is not b'tzibur v'shutfim, just like shar kachim are enos and tamura b'tzibur v'shutfim. So you could say that maybe tamura tzibur v'shutfim is only nismite from the chalos tamura, but not from the love of tamura. So maybe you would get malchus. Maybe you'd say like the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam is really just passing like Rabbi Shimon, because maybe this is in fact a machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon in whether tzibur v'shutfim are even in the parsha of tamura to begin with. Mishnah Chachamim just points out another possible nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is that according to Rabbi Shimon that we learn from Meiser, so we can be memait kachay nachrim from tamura as well. Let's say a guy makes an animal hegdish. So a guy is not b'meiser, mele, he wouldn't be kachay nachrim, wouldn't be b'tumura either. But if you learn from where the Tanakhama learns it from, of le'ach lifen of le'yamiroso, so then we have no reason to assume that kachay nachrim are excluded from tumura in any way. So that's the... That's the possible differences between the Shita of the Tanakhama and the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. One more point. Most of the action here is on Amud Aleph. So the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Ozer, Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Gimel, Oz Beis, asks a Pashat Akasha, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me Kachi Bedek Abayis are not included in Tamura? But for Tamura, you need Bailus. There's a din by Tamura that based on Davzayin and Beis, that we learned before, that you need a din and Bailum for Tamura. By Kachi Bedek Abayis, there is no Bailum. So it's only by Kachi Mizbeach, it says, so Reb Chaim Ozer suggests, maybe the din of Bailum is only said by Kachi Mizbeach. But by Kachi Bedek Abayis, it's not Shaykh Bailus. So there will be no requirement of Bailus, because you can't have Bailim. When you have something that's Shaykh Bailus, like by Kachim Mizbeach, so then you need there to be a Bailim. But maybe when it's not Shaykh Bailus, you wouldn't need a Bailim. So in the Birei Daf, he quotes the Sefer Yehaga Ha'aryeh, that quotes from the Brisker Rav, who explains like Reb Chaim Ozer, but a little more detailed, a little more with Brisker Lamdas. And he says, similar to Reb Chaim Ozer, but as follows, that which you need Bailus B'Tamura is not a din, that in order for Tamura to be Chal, you need a Bailim. No, there's no din of Bailim. The din is that you can't be matfis tamura on somebody else's karban. And that's what the Gemara is trying to say. So the Gemara is just like the Gemara is saying that it's impossible to make tamura on a karban that's not yours, because ain't no the matfis b'davar she Shainu Shalo. And therefore, if it was Shaykh Karban Hefker, everyone would be Shavabo and everyone would be able to be Matfis Bitmura. But by Kachabet Kabais, the Iker Chefza belongs to Hegdish, and that's something that's beyond Kaladim to be Poda. So it turns out that there is no Bailim, and that's why it's Afshalahamir. Meaning, why is it by Kachabet Mizbeach we require Bailim? There's no Dinir required Bailim. It just can't belong to somebody else. But anything that belongs to everybody, that's fine. Even though it doesn't have a Bailim, it belongs to everybody. It's equal for everybody, like Hefker, let's say. So that would be fine. There's no requirement that you have Bailim, it just can't belong to somebody else. So Kachi Bet Kabayis, anyone could be Poda, so it's Ki'ilu belongs to everybody. Memela, it has a din, it doesn't have the Chisaron of a carbon that belongs to somebody else. So it's Ki'ilu that everybody is the Bailim. Okay, says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. I would have thought Kacha Bedek Abayis could make Tamura. That's why the Pasuk says carbon tells me Kacha Bedek Abayis are not included. So Mishnikru carbon, Yasu Kacha Bedek Abayis, Shlo Nikru carbon, because Kacha Bedek Abayis are not called carbon. Says Gemara, is that really true? Velo, Kacha Bedek Abayis are not called carbon? Vatanya, we have a Bryce, so when it comes to Shchut Echutz, it teaches us the following. When it comes to the Yisur Shchut Echutz, E, carbon, had the Torah just said carbon, Shaman, you feel Kacha Bedek Abayis, Shnikru carbon, I would have assumed Kacha Bedek Abayis are included. Because they are called carbon. That's why we have a pasuk that says El Pesach Al Moed Lo Eviu Kol Abol Pesach Al Moed Chayev Lo Mishum Shchut Echutz. That the Yisur Shchut Echutz is that you didn't bring it El Pesach Al Moed, which implies it has to be something that could be brought El Pesach Al Moed. Kol Shein Abol Pesach Al Moed Ein Chayev Lo Mishum Shchut Echutz. Anything that could not have been brought to the Pesach Al Moed would not be included in the Yisur Shchut Echutz. But bottom line is, Alma Ikru Karban. From this drasha, we do see that had we only had the word carbon, we would have included Kachay Bet Kabayis. So you see, Kachay Bet Kabayis is called the carbon. So how could we say in our Mishnah Kachay Bet Kabayis are excluded from Tumur because that's not called the carbon? So Rabbi Chanina lo Kasha, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon Ikri Karban, Rabbanon lo Ikri Karban, Machlok Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon. Whether Kachay Bet Kabayis are called the carbon or not? So frankly, we are velo. Do the Rabbanon really think Kachay Bet Kabayis is not called the carbon? Vaksiv Inikras Carbon Hashem. So says, well, yeah, carbon Hashem ikri, carbon la Hashem lo ikri. It's called the carbon Hashem, it's not called the carbon la Hashem. That's the din of Kacha Bet Kabayis. And over here, by Tamura, it's got to be a carbon la Hashem, so that's why we're able to be ma'it Kacha Bet Kabayis. Period. Tan Rabbanan. Lo yivakar ben tov l'ra, v'lo yimirenu. Lama nemar. Why does the Torah have to tell me this? V'lo kvar nemar, lo yachlifenev, lo yimiroso, tov b'ra. So why does it have to repeat the Yisra of Tamura? L'fisha nemar, lo yachlifenev, lo yimiroso, mashma karbon yachid. Carbon Sibur, carbon Mizbeach, carbon Bedek Abayis, Tamalomar, lo yivaker. So I would only know carbon Yachid, and that implies, so in order to imply carbon, it would have implied carbon Sibur, carbon Mizbeach, carbon Bedek Abayis as well. That's why it says lo yivaker, to teach me that no, those other carbonos that we excluded in the Mishnah are excluded from Tamura. Amr Rabbi Shimon v'ray Meiser b'chlal ha'yev alama yatsa. Meiser, so Rabbi Shimon says, just like said in our Mishnah, Meiser is already included in all other Karbanos, so why does the Torah specifically single out Meiser as something that has an Isra Temura? Lama l'cham, ma Meiser karban yachav, karban mizbeach, v'davar shabba b'chova, v'davar sheinu b'shutfus, just like Meiser is a karban yachid, and it's a karban that's kedush mizbeach, not kedush bedek abayis, and it's a davar shabba b'chova, and it's something that's not brought b'shutfus, av kol, so to whenever you're going to be talking in the parsha of Temura, all of the halachas of our Mishnah have to be met. Kol karban yachid, any tamura has to be karban yachid, karban mizbeach, davar shabba b'chova, v'davar sheinu b'shutfus. Fine. Rabbi Omer, lama yatsas meiser. Rabbi says, no, why is meiser singled out in the parsha of Temura? Me'ata lidon b'tamura shmo u'b'tamura gufo. Because meiser has an interesting kind of tamura that no other animal has. By meiser, normal tamura is, take an animal that has kedusha, you take another animal that doesn't have kedusha, you say zutachazu, that this one should replace that one. That's normal tamura. By meiser, there's another kind of substitute animal that might have kedusha's meiser. Meiser is done by opening up the pen so that one animal come out at a time and starting to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10th one, kedusha's meiser. When you miscount, sometimes another animal will have kedusha's meiser. So that's also a kind of tamura. Right? Rashi points out, that when you call the 9th one 10 and the 11th one and the 10th one 11, so they're both going to have a din or the 11th 110, they're both going to have a din of Kedusha. So that's Tumuras Shemo. That's what we're going to refer to as Tumuras Shemo. That by calling a shame 10 on an animal that's not 10, that gives it a din of Kedusha. So that's why Meiser is singled out, says Rebbe. Lama yas Meiser, me have to lead them with Tumuras Shemo, Tumuras Gufo. Lama lach. Tumuras Shemo kreva, Tumuras Gufo eno kreva. To tell me that Tumuras Shemo can be hukrav as a carbon, Tumuras Gufo, the normal kind of tumura, is not going to be hukrav as a carbon. Tumura shmo nigeles, tumura gufo ain't a nigeles. You can redeem the kedusha off of tumura shmo. It has a din of carbon shlomim. Carbon shlomim could be nigel once it develops a mum. Tumura gufo is who tumurasi yakodesh, lo yigael. You're not allowed to be goel tumura gufo, the normal kind of tumura. Tumura gufo, chal al davar aroy val davar shein aroy. Tumura gufo, when you say zutach azu, will apply to something that's roy and to something that's not roy. Tumura shmo, ain't a chal al davar aroy. But Tumur Shmo is only going to be chal on something that's roi to be used as a carbon. So Amri Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana de Isbe Tumur Shmo Igru Igra. So it says in our wait a second. Does this make any sense? What's Rabbi saying? Why does the Mishnah, why does the Pasuk have to single out Meiser that Meiser is included in Tumura? Because I would have thought it's excluded. Why would I think it's excluded? Because there's a different type of Tumura that already applies to Meiser. So when you miscount, so I would think that it's excluded from the normal Tumura of Zutachazu. Mishnah says, why would I think it's excluded? If you see that it has a different type of tumura, shouldn't it be kal v'chomer that it has the regular type of tumura? What, because it has an additional type of tumura, it's going to make life worse? It's going to make it less likely that it has the normal tumura? Says more in. Damrin, am I the rabbi rabbi, am I the low rabbi, low rabbi? Yeah, we would assume whatever the Torah tells me about, that it has something special about it, that's where it's included in a special type of tumura. Otherwise, it's not included in tumura. But why would you assume that? Again, back to the original question, why would you assume that that's the case? Because whenever the Torah tries to tell me a chiddush, we assume that the chiddush applies only where the chiddush is, and therefore you can't apply anything similar to the chiddush anywhere else. So since it tells me there is a din of tumura shemo, I would have thought that it must not be a din of tumura's gufo by meiser. That's why the Torah has to specifically spell out meiser within the normal parsha of Tumura to tell me that there's a din of Tumura's gufo as well. Amr of Nachman Reis Galarava, the Rabbi Shimon Dama Davar Abba Bechova, Olas Chovahi Dav the Tumura, Ha Olas Nadava Lo. So wait a second. Rabbi Shimon said that you can only have Tumura on something that comes as a Chova. That was something the Mishnah didn't say, right? We didn't have that beferish in the Mishnah. We just included that now in these drashas in the Brisa, that only that which is bab b'chova can make a tumura. So you mean to tell me in olas nedava, someone volunteers a carbon ola, that animal can't make a tumura? You try to say zutachazu from that animal, it's not going to make a tumura. So I'm like, olas nedava nami. No, olas nedava is also included in the parasha of tumura. What do you mean, davar bab b'chova? No, keeping the kibla alay of the tumura. In olas nedava, once you're makabel to bring it, it becomes a chova. So now it can make tumura. When it says that something that's not a chova can't make tumura, he's talking about that which is brought from extras. What does it mean, that which is brought from extras? Rashi has two possibilities. Either an asham shenitak l'ri'iya, where the money, the value of that carbon asham that you sent out to graze and develop a mum, so you sell it after it develops a mum, that money is used for a carbon ola. So it's not like anyone ever accepted upon themselves to bring that carbon ola. It's just the halach of what you had to do with the leftover asham. Or in what would seem more likely, because the lashon fits better from Asaros, is the mishnayis in the mishnayis in Masechta Shkalim discuss what you do with extra funds. What if you, there's a series of mishnayis, it's a dafyomi coincidence for me, because I was just learning these mishnayis with my kids last night. There's a series of mishnayis in Masechta Shkalim. It starts with, if you set aside a whole bunch of money, say, this is from my machzor shekel, and then you count it up, and it's way more than a machzor shekel. So what do you do with the extra money? Is it chulin? Does that go l'nedava, to the bedek bayis? What do you do with that extra money? So once the mishnayis get rolling, discussing those issues, they talk about you designate a certain amount of money for your carbon ola, and then you realize, or for a carbon shlom, or whatever, any carbon. And then you realize that the carbonos are a lot cheaper than you thought they were. So you have a lot lot of extra money left over. What do you do with those masaros? So some of those masaros are brought for olas nedava. So it's not an olas nedava that I was mechayiv myself, I'm going to bring an olas nedava. I was trying to set aside this money for a different karban. It just happens to be, I have extra money left over. So I bring an olas nedava. That kind of olas nedava cannot have tumura. Does not have tumura. So my kesavar says, well, what does he really hold? I kesavar l'kamad yam masaros l'nedvas tzibur azli pshita d'lav the tumura. If the masaros go for nidvas tzibur, so it's carbon tzibur, so of course there's not going to be tumura. Ha'in tumura b'tzibur. There's no tumura in tzibur. That's one of the drushes we had in our Mishnah. El Rabbi Shimon sphere they command yam masaros l'nidvas yachid azli. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon's assuming that masaros go to nidvas yachid, and as a result, he needs a special drusha to tell me that since it's not a chalva, there it can't make tumura. So man shamalei ha'isvara. Who holds that though? Who holds that masaros go to nidvas yachid? Rabbi Lazar. That is the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. But hashaminim lei behedya of the tumura. Rabbi Lazar also holds that such an animal can make tumura. So how can Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it doesn't that the extra money goes to nidvas yachid, but then he holds that it can't make tumura? Rabbi Lazar holds it can make tumura. D'tanya ol abam and amasaros also tumura. Div Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says it can make tumura. Says Gemara, very simple. Rabbi Shimon makes up his own mind. He's allowed to hold like Rabbi Eliezer in one situation, not another halacha. Rabbi Shimon savor l'kavasei b'chada u'palagalei b'chada. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Eliezer that the masaros go for a nidava nidvas yachid, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer that a nidvas yachid can make a tamura. He holds that it can't make a tamura. The Rabbi Lazar savor la'ol abav and amasaros also tamura. V'yu savor ein also tamura. He holds the what kind of karban the masaros go to like Rabbi Eliezer, but not in terms of whether they can make tamura or not. So frek the Gemara ihachi, if that's really true, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Mosara, that we're only talking about the Mosaros, and the Mosaros go for Nidvas Yachid, and that's what can't make Tmura, Debaya Rabbi Yavin. Remember Rabbi Yavin's Shaila, the complicated daf of these Shailas with Lishna Achrinas, where Rabbi Yavin asked, Hifr Shashim Leschapar Bova Hemir, what if you designated a Karban Hashem for your Kapara, and then you did a Tmura, but Vahemir Bova Neschapar Vashmacher, then you lost it, and you were Mechapar with another Karban Hashem, Venitak Zeliola, so then you found the original one, that goes to a Karban Ola, can you make a tamura with it again? Salib deman, who's it going like? Ilem alib de Rabbi Shimon, ham Rabbi Shimon's frile olah abam and amasaros ain't also tamura. If you're going like Rabbi Shimon, well now it's an olah abam and amasaros because it was an asham that was lost and is now found. So it's just like an asham in the gluriya. So it's an asham that's abam and amasaros. So of course, according to Rabbi Shimon, it cannot make another tamura. Forget about the fact that it's our second time trying to make a tamura off of this animal. Even a first time, it wouldn't work at this point because it's a masaros. And Rabbi Shimon's Masaros can't make Tamura. So what kind of Shaila were we asking a few dapim ago? So Rabbi Yavin Hachi coming by Lane. Now this was Shaila. If you were to find a Tana that holds like Rabbi Shimon that you can't make Tamura off of the same animal twice, and that Tana would hold not like Rabbi Shimon but like Rabbi Eliezer that an Ola that's Bam and Amasaros can make Tamura, then Mal Shiach Sivirimbo. So we take an already complicated Shaila we had a couple of Dapim ago, thought it couldn't get more complicated, and we overcomplicate the Shaila. We further complicate the Shaila. That the whole Shaila is only if you were to look. If we were to find a Tana that holds like Rabbi Shimon in the halacha that an animal can't be used for tamura twice, and holds like Rabbi Lazar that mosaros can make tamura, so then what about this case? What would be the din if it's second animal but it's still an extension of the same kedusha? Or if it's two separate kedushos on the same animal, the animal that used to be a carbon ashram and is now a carbon ola. So that's that was the whole shaila a couple of dapim ago. So what's the answer? Tibai. So the answer is tibai. What does tibai mean? Says Rashi, lashon Yerushalmi kimoteku b'lashon bavli. Like we keep pointing out, every mesecta is their own language, and you find phrases in certain mesectas that you don't find in any other mesectas. So over here you have tibayi, and Rashi tells us, you should know, that's the Yerushalmi's way of saying teku. Tibayi is Yerushalmi's way of saying teku, which leads you to believe teku is a word as opposed to a tishbi, it's kushas ibayas. Tibayi just means it's an ibaya. No, so it's a kasha. We don't have an answer. Shidum Gvetzes also says, Gilion vu lashon Yerushalmi ki ilu omar tisor lisha lechacham rabim kasher tamud ba'ala emes. Interesting, you see from here how they translate the word teku, right? He says tibayi means ask around, try to come up with some answer. Doesn't mean that we cannot find an answer until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Shidduch Bet says, it means go ask a lot of rabbis till you figure out the MS. Tibayi means ask. It doesn't mean stop asking. It means ask. It means try to find out the MS. Okay, Hadron Allah, Chakom Amir, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the second parak of Masechus Temunah.